This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He likes pictures all day on social media, barely posts me, and tells me I'm tripping when I bring it up. He says it's a habit and that those girls don't matter.
There's something that I've learned.
Have you now?
And I want to share it.
What'd you learn?
I've learned that. Bro, I'm going to tell you, too, if there's any...
Anything, if you can see me right now, bro. That's messed up. If you could even fucking see my ass.
What, you say because I need glasses?
Yeah, bro.
That's
man
messed up.
Be blind as a bat. Bro.
You think it'd be that bad, huh?
I'll be out here. I'm taking a risk by not wearing a hat today. My hair is going to be all over the place.
Yo, your hair looks good, bro.
Yeah, are you sure? You want to get closer just to make sure?
I'm so done. Bro, you remember that time when they was like, when they was saying that you were Bob and Massimo from the movie? You was pretending to be.
Bro, they actually believed it for so long. I was like, bro, y'all can't be serious.
Remember that?
I was trolling them, and then they're like, half the comments were like they were in on the joke, and then the other half were just like, this man is like different. This is not what I imagined him to be in real life. Kind of chicater is this,
bro,
man.
What's the Massimo look that you do?
The look. I can't even remember. It's so long ago.
Yeah, the lips puckered up and the...
It's basically the way you look all the time.
I'm done.
How was Atlanta?
It was good, man. It's so funny, man. Just the filming process in itself, because he lets loose with his creativity, like in the moment.
Impromptu kind of improv.
Yeah. And what he wants, because he always, and it's just some funny stuff that we've like done and everything. But yeah, man, it's gonna be really interesting to see how the new season.
He's there directing it himself.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I also got That's a confession crazy. To make.
What is that?
Bro.
These are my new addictions.
My new addiction. Dun, 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 dun. I've eaten wings, chicken wings, the boning wings, almost every day that I've been there for the entire month. For the entire month. No. Listen to me. When I say every day, I do not exaggerate. We did experiment because I flew Ari out there too. Mm-hmm. But we tried, and tell me what you think about this. Eggplant lasagna. It was bomb.
I don't know. I mean, lasagna in general is pretty bomb.
But think about how you really make lasagna.
Yeah.
And take no all meat. Those ingredients out. No, ground turkey, eggplant, okay. Cottage cheese.
Oh, you lost me there, brother. You had me for a minute.
Mozzarella cheese, though.
Okay.
Got back a little bit. We got it back a little bit. So, your boy, I just found out. That's what I told you. Got a new addiction now, man. So, I can't stop thinking about wings. Like
you just
wings.
Figured out that you like wings.
Chicken wings, yeah.
Man, if I can...
I didn't used to eat that much like that before, like in terms of wings.
You just figuring out this about yourself.
Guess what she's eating now?
What?
Watermelon. A lot.
Oh, damn.
It's the black in me, man. I know, baby. This is like...
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, wings and watermelon? You just now discovering this?
Right.
What
she is right now, though.
I don't
want
to be one to, like, you know, stereotype, but damn, bro. What about the actual, like, season two of All the Queen's Men coming?
I believe, spoiler alerts, that it may be a possibility.
Maybe a possibility.
Maybe a
Come
possibility.
Come on, man. Get the people to listen.
Bro, I still remember the first time you...
How's it doing? Just watching it on TV. My boy about to kill it on school. What the fuck? We in public. We're in the middle of like this... Everybody who's there like... They're with their husbands, their boyfriends, the old old couple next to them. And then you just sitting there like,
yo, no. Yeah. That was so accurate, bro. The first second.
Like literally first opening shot. No even title. Just I'm like, damn. The fuck?
Bro, your face was so priceless when I see you. It was the most accurate reaction that you was gonna give me.
I'm looking at you, looking at the screen, I'm looking at everybody around us, like trying to see how people are reacting. I'm like, I kinda am pretty familiar with this whole world.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I know these people aren't. No way. No way.
Bro, imagine how she was like right next to me looking at that too.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, did she say anything to you about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd she say?
It was just like, wow, like I didn't necessarily think it was gonna be like to that extent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was like, okay, I understand, but like that extent.
Especially with like the whole kind of transformation that you went through.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting there thinking, oh, how am I gonna explain this to Pastor Pastor John? Damn. How am I gonna explain this to all the church folks? Oh, shit.
So. It is ironic, ain't it? It's very ironic.
It's fucking funny.
It's a very ironic situation.
Shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Welcome back, baby.
To another episode of the Strip Down Podcast. I'm your host, Miles, and this is your handsome co-host, Dion Rome.
What's happening, though?
AKA El Fuego.
Hey, oh, we had to add that little button in
you
there.
Got to.
You know what I'm saying? Give
welcome,
a little
ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time here, welcome to the Strip Down Podcast, where we just keeps this shits real.
That's right.
You know, we address some pressing concerns. We're going to address a lot of pressing concerns today. And we're going to keep it brutally honest with y'all. We're just going to keep it real, no sugarcoat, and just giving some honest, authentic perspective.
Raw and transparent.
Raw, transparent. That's why we call it Strip Down. We stripping down.
Stripping down.
Emotionally. Mentally. And all the above, baby. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time listening, we appreciate y'all being here. You should give a big thank you to whoever your friend is that put you on to us.
That's right.
Because we're about to put you on some free game, baby. Mm-hmm. Some free game we're giving out over here. Mm-hmm. We're giving out some free game.
Over here.
That's right. So do us a quick favor, though. Take 2 seconds of your time and hit that subscribe button, baby. You investing into your game this way. Because we about to put you on. Because we do these episodes every other week. As well as doing live Q&As.
That's right.
Multiple times per week now. We're doing 3 lives a week now.
That's awesome, man.
Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Friday. Mondays for the men over on Instagram. Wednesdays for the women over on Instagram.
Ooh.
And a YouTube live right here YouTube every Friday night. So make sure you're following us over there. If you're not, pause real quick. Go over to Instagram. Hit that follow button. Go over to YouTube, hit that subscribe button real quick, and then come right back and hit play.
That's right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, what we gonna do is give some shout outs to some of y'all.
Shout outs, baby. Let's go. Who we got?
Show some love to those of you who've been showing some love. These are the people that have been showing up in the notification section more and more often.
We recognize. We see you.
In the comments section and whatnot. You know, sharing our stories or sharing our reels and whatnot on Instagram.
Yes.
Showing up, participating, helping spread the word, helping end the world chicanery.
It's a pandemic out here.
It really is. Man, so from YouTube we got Allison Dickerson and Andrea.
Shout out to Allison, shout out to Andrea.
Yes. Welcome to the members
Thank
area
you
on YouTube, by the way.
We love y'all.
And from Instagram we got Miss Reams and Rack.Brian _ Ms. Brian Reams. Rack, B Rack,
and Ryan
Miss Reams and Brian Rack.
Brian Rack, that's a dope name. I respect
that's right,
you, brother.
And then from TikTok we got the Feisty Leo and Kylie _801.
Right, the Leo and Kylie _. Shout out to y'all all day, every day.
Shout out to y'all, baby.
You know the vibes, bro.
Dude, I've been getting so many questions from the fans. And I know me and you, we have like kind of different perspectives in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of like blunt straight to the foot. This motherfucker on that chicanery, he got to be dealt with, motherfucker. So like, I always like, I'm always curious, and the fans are too, like what your opinion are. is on some of these. Mm. And we actually include, we did like a little segment like this mm. in one of the bonus episodes that we last recorded.
Oh, okay.
And the feedback on that episode was really great. So I said, hey, you
really?
Know what? Yeah, so I was like, let's do a few more of these.
That's awesome, bro.
Right? So I'm going to hit you with some fan questions okay. that we be getting.
Okay.
And I want to see what your take on it is.
Respect.
You down, bro?
I'm down, bro.
This is a new segment that we're going to call, is he for the sheets or is he for the streets?
Ain't no in between. It's one or the other.
Mm-hmm. We're going to determine whether or not these motherfuckers belong to the streets or whether or not... You should wrap them in them sheets.
And I mean physically, because it's wintertime and we need sheets and good comforters and cozy, you know.
Winter is upon us.
Winter is upon us.
The first question. He likes pictures all day on social media, barely posts me, and tells me I'm tripping when I bring it up. He says it's a habit and that those girls don't matter.
Mm.
Is that man for the sheets or for the streets?
Are we doing just a straight direct answer of like yes or no? That's it. No elaboration.
And then explain why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask me to say it one more time.
He likes pictures all day on social media, barely posts me, and mm. tells me I'm tripping when I bring it up.
Mm.
He says it's a habit and that those girls don't matter.
Mm. You know, there's something that I've learned.
Have you now?
And I want to share it.
What'd you learn?
I've learned that type of behavior is exclusively linked to bad habits that led to bad behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what it is, it's a synaptic pathways of what he has created from over a period of time in his life.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is it's not an excuse. Because what it is that it maintains sort of dopamine rewards while he does this. So it's like dopamine is getting released as he's doing that. And this is why getting in his mind of why he's doing it. But at the end of the day, I feel like it is a for the street sort of situation, because what it is he doesn't want to appear to be taken. He wants to still appear to be single.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is perfectly fine for her to voice her opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he should never condemn you or make you feel wrong for doing so and just saying it's a bad habit, because it might have been a habit for him, but it's not an excuse
right.
for your feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, I think this man is for the streets.
He for the streets.
I think if he can't consider changing to respect you, then yeah, I mean, 100%.
That's very interesting what you said. It was like he's kind of been, because I'm assuming that you say that because you kind of can relate, right? So for that young man, what's a way for him to break that habit? Like, instead of using it as an excuse, mm-hmm. it's like acknowledge that, okay, yeah, this is what it is. That dopamine fix that I've been so conditioned to try to continually obtain.
Yeah.
Now that are married,
mm-hmm.
that's no longer part of your
right
habit or impulse.
Right.
So like, what's some advice you would give to that kid, that guy, or whoever?
Well, there was something interesting that I've learned, and it's by this neurologist, Caroline Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
She says that it takes 68 days for you to redirect those synaptic pathways, that sort of change of neuroplasticity in your brain, that mm-hmm. if you stop the habit and halt it, mm-hmm. sort of like a cold turkey situation, and a lot of time that you do so, you know, in that amount of time, you literally can shift in a way of like, it will never, ever be a problem for you anymore.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, if you stop and know that you, for one, it is an issue for you,
mm-hmm.
for two, you're going to be honest with yourself and to your partner that, hey, you know, if this really is a habit, I'm interested in stopping it for the benefit of, for you and for me, you know, because I know this isn't healthy for my relationship, especially knowing that, like, you know, your feelings. And then even for myself, I should want to praise you. I should want to show you off. I should want to do things that are caring and loving as a spouse for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, easy to do that.
You got
to
do
it. You have a choice. It is a choice.
So what would, like, stop, like, literally just make a conscious effort to stop? Or would you recommend that this kid, you know, take a detox
To be honest, I would recommend, if you want me to be really honest, is
The best way to do so is out of sight, out of mind, which means that if it isn't even accessible to you, that's the best route to go.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. Unfollow those pages.
Unfollow the pages, the girl, like whoever it is, you know what I'm saying? And mute whatever or just
them.
Take...
uninterested, you know, start reprogramming your algorithm so you're not fed so much of it.
And if you don't want to take it off your app or whatever, maybe you could even block some people.
And for anybody who's listening to this that might be a fella, it's like, yo, it's not that deep, it's not that serious. Here's the way you got to think about it, bro. It's like that double tap is equivalent to you walking down the street with your girl, seeing another girl across the street and whistling at her.
Yeah.
Like, damn, girl, I like what I see.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know what's good. And your girl's right there like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. Come on. We got to do better.
It's disrespectful, bro. It's disrespectful. It's inconsiderate. And she has every right to feel some type of way about it. If she was doing that to you, let's say you guys are together and she sees a fella and she's just like, damn.
Yeah.
Look at that fine piece of ass. She's going to be like, what the fuck? Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better stop, right? It's same shit. Like, what baffles me is like how some guys like play dumb. Mm. Like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's just a habit. These girls don't matter to me or whatever. It's like, well, if I matter, then what I'm telling you should matter.
Mm.
And you should take into consideration that this habit is something that needs to be worked on.
Exactly.
Just like any other bad habit.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a bad habit that's inconsiderate, disrespectful to your partner.
Yeah.
And she voices it, hey, you need to work on this and stop doing this. It's like, she's valid, you know, and just the same, and vice versa. So, shit, let's quit the chicanery. And listen, you might need a detox from the fucking social media, if that's the way you're programmed.
Bro.
It's a habit.
Anything can change if you're willing.
That's right.
If nothing changes, nothing changes. 100%.
That's right. So that man is for the streets.
For the streets.
How about this one here? Why would he be so persistent and take me on expensive dates, but every couple times, he tells me that I should go and have a thought phase?
A thought phase?
A thought phase.
wait.
This man is recommending that this woman that he's persistent with and that he's also taking out on expensive dates.
Yeah.
That she should go and have a thought phase.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, out of all the years of chicanery that I've witnessed.
Wait a minute, I got to think on that. So, first of all, are you guys in a relationship? Is this something where it's like a first sort of early stages of dating?
And I feel he's pursuing her.
So they're not in a relationship.
That's what is implied to me right now.
But he's saying you should have a thought phase, meaning you should go out and be probably promiscuous with all these guys.
Go have a hoe season is what he's saying.
He's encouraging it.
Yeah, he's encouraging it.
I'm like, hold up.
In all my
years. Hold up. I've never heard anything.
I swear, this is legit, ladies and gentlemen.
What? So this man is spending...
He's pursuing her persistently.
He's spending a lot of money on these dates.
Yeah.
These fancy dinners or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But encouraging her to... go play the field.
Go level up your thottery, he's saying.
My thing is he trying to be a pimp? Like, I'm almost wondering, like, hold on, this doesn't seem like a sort of relationship that is, it's a longevity that you're looking like
exactly.
At all.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly the conclusion that I came to. I'm like, this guy is like literally strictly looking at you like a booty call. Like, he's very pleased with your appearance, but he's not sure how nasty you are in the bedroom. So he's like, you should go have a thought phase, level up your thottery so you could come back and be with me and match my thottery level. Cause that man's a hoe as well. Make no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. That man is a hoe for sure.
Ladies, I'm gonna tell you honestly, a man can desire you,
mm-hmm.
but it does not mean that a man will value you.
Oh yeah, that's true, ladies and gentlemen. So let that sink in for a little bit. He can desire you, but that does not mean that he values you.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, yo, I cannot think of any scenario of a guy that really has this value of his girl or his woman that he's trying to persist and have a relationship with that he would encourage such a dynamic, you know, as such. I understand.
Such a catery.
I understand that there's this thing, fetishes, all, but that, like, come on. Like,
bro, and the baffling thing to me, like, that's the solution that you came up with?
Yeah.
Okay, she's not as freaky. Maybe she's a little more on the innocent side, and, you know, you see maybe she doesn't match up to you in that way. So this is your solution? Mm. It's like, go have a thought phase and fucking come back when you've acquired some new skills and whatnot. What?
I'm almost also wondering another scenario where... Is it a form of projection of what he's actually embracing in his life? Of are you the only one that he's pursuing? Maybe is he being a thought?
Oh, he
for
a thought.
All these girls, so he's encouraging them to do the same. So it takes sort of that off of him. Like
anybody, you are taking seriously. Come on, fellas, yeah. In the comment section, you could attest to this. Anybody you taking seriously? Like you see something long term with. You'll never make that sort of fucking recommendation with. It's right. Like, that's the solution. You're that, let's be real. Okay, you might find the perfect partner in somebody.
Yeah.
And okay, let's say they aren't quote unquote at your experience level, but that should not be a problem for you at all. Mm. If anything, it's like, okay, that'd be kind of something that you take pride in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to be the one to, like,
no, 100%
have you let you explore your sexuality with, right?
Yeah.
This guy's like, nah, I don't want to bother with that. Somebody else can teach you. And then you come back when, like, go to the streets for a minute, level up your thottery, and then come back.
Cause my thing is, like, where's the need for you? If she's getting her appetite in all these other places and this and that, like, and you come back to me, it's just like, okay, there's really not the need is like kind of lost because have needs already met another way.
He's like banking on his bank, literally.
Yeah, 100%.
Like the fact that the implication is he takes you on expensive dates, meaning like he got it like that. He could take care of you financially and whatever. So he's like, oh, I've already got that box checked, so I don't need to worry about anything else or whatever. I'm just like, okay, obviously this guy's not taking you that
serious. He's not trying to be serious.
Don't take that man serious, girl.
Yeah.
Fucking.
For the streets.
He for the streets. Yes. He for the streets for show.
I'm done.
Jesus, the chicanery out here.
The chicanery, bro, is real.
Unreal. Let's see. Next question. Why does he say he loves me and that he can't live without me?
Mm.
And then he goes MIA for days. He says, I can't live without you, girl. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then disappears.
Mm.
And then he goes and lives without her for a couple days. Why does he do that?
Well, I'm trying to consider the factors of thinking what the dynamic is with them. Is it they're in a relationship right now?
I don't know, like the details.
Right, they gotta be in a relationship. Why would a man tell you he loves you if there's no time involved?
Well, because he's love bombing. That's why. This is what I always say: if the actions and the words do not match,
yeah,
then you can't take them seriously.
No,
right. So when his words, "I love you, I can't live without you," is not matching his actions, which is, I'm MIA, meaning, hey, I can live without you. Look, I'm gone. I disappeared. Hocus pocus. Now you see me, now you don't. I'm
so
gone. It don't match. That means those words are fickle. There's an alternative motive to whatever that those words are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in my head, what are those alternative motives? Mm. Those alternative motives is to create an attachment in you that keeps you tied to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because if you do actually love somebody and you can't live without them,
mm-hmm.
right, it's not within you to just disappear like that without any sort of explanation why or any sort of heads up.
Yeah.
Right. Like you'd have an impulse to let her know because you'd be taking her feelings and what she's going to think mm-hmm. about this into consideration mm. before you just disappeared. Hey, just a heads up, let you know I'm going to be swamped with this, or I'm going out of town, or I'm dealing with this. I don't want you to worry about me. That would be on your mind before you went MIA, quote
yeah.
unquote, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you go in MIA yeah. with none of that, where the fuck you at, bruh?
Yeah, man. Because I say this, that... If a man doesn't fight to get you, what makes you think that he'll fight to keep you? You know?
That part.
It just doesn't go hand in hand. You are gauging your barometer of what that guy's interest level in you is by the way he does pursue you and the interest that he is giving you and the energy that he is giving you and the time investment that he is giving you and the selflessness that he is giving you and, you know, basically that growth in relationship.
Well, yeah.
You feel me?
Well, yeah. And ask yourself this. If he's hitting you with those words, like we've said this before on episodes, I love you. I can't live without you. Think about whether or not he knows who you are. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if it, that shit is coming early and this motherfucker don't even know who you are, the I love you, I can't live without you, mm-hmm. then he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about or he's playing games. Because it's either he's playing games and he's love bombing you, or he's painted a picture of what he thinks is you,
yeah,
which is not an accurate picture.
Yeah,
if you haven't shown him the authentic version of you, which takes time.
Yeah,
you know, as flattering as those words and that sort of compliment might be real with yourself. That shit takes time. You don't know who the fuck you is.
Yeah,
like you know.
Exactly.
So now that sort of behavior should easily expose exactly what the fuck is really happening.
Yeah.
Which in this case.
Yeah.
You ain't that serious, boy.
Yeah.
You for the streets.
Ladies, when you learn how much you're worth, you'll learn to stop giving discounts.
Woo! Write that down. That one's getting shared on the stories for sure. That one right there. That one's going straight on the stories. Yo, we clipping that. We gonna stop giving these discounts. This motherfucking thing, this ain't fucking, what you think this is? Costco? You think this is motherfucking Walmart?
Right.
Fucking Burger King? Have it your way? No, motherfucker.
Tell him.
No discounts here.
Tell him, bro.
No. Mm-hmm. And that goes vice versa for the fellas, too. Shit, once you know your worth, you stop giving discounts. Because, listen, yeah. If you're a solid dude and you know your worth, you stop tolerating the bullshit that happens on the other side, too. Because, ladies, you guys will witness the Q&As that we do with the fellas.
Yeah.
You hear the same exact things that are being complained about by the ladies, by the fellas, like girls doing the same stuff to them, right? And the parallels are so apparent, right? Which just goes to show that this is not a gender issue, like these behaviors. This is like, it's a human issue to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You feel?
I feel.
So a lot of all this advice, whether you're a guy or girl, this shit goes both ways.
But
it goes both ways. This is what I've always been trying to say. You know, and if we could just understand that to begin with, like now you can be a little bit more self-aware of like what the other person is kind of afraid of as well.
Yes.
You know, like what girls are worried about, what guys are worried about, and just be conscious of yourself to be sure that you're not the one being that person to them.
Yes. Right?
And
absolutely.
That's why I always say keep it 100. You know, don't participate in the chicanery. You know, you playing the chicanery sand, you're going to get some chicanery sand in your eyes. You're going to end up right back into our DMs saying, man, what the fuck?
That's like that salty sweat that burns your eyes. That
you feel?
Thing,
that's right. That chicanery sand right there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So that man, he definitely for the streets.
Yes, for the streets.
You know, don't take these types of men serious, right? Guy or girl, anybody who's not consistent with their actions and their words and their actions ain't lining up.
Yeah.
You hold them at arm's length. Okay, whatever, you know, prove it again.
Yeah, because they got stuff that they still have to like deal with, healing, trauma, things that still needs to be improved upon their life. And if they don't want to deal with it or learn to deal with it at the moment, then you got no time to really like want to invest in anything, because there's a reason behind everything. And that's the thing, is like nobody does stuff just to do stuff. But like I said, learn your worth and learn to stop giving discounts.
That part. Shit.
The little respect.
Mic drop on one drop. Time. Shit.
Yes, sir.
He says he won't post me because his homies will try to get at me. This man is telling his girl, hey, I can't post you. Because if I do, then my homies are going to get at you.
So find some new homies.
Exactly.
Like, why would you be homies with them if you think that, you know, they're not going to be loyal?
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, bro, that's the worst excuse you could have fucking came up with.
I'm like, what?
Just blatantly said, hey, I hang out with a lot of scumbags.
Yeah.
And you know the saying,
You are who you hang around.
Show me your friends, and I'll show you who you are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you exposing the fact that your homies are scumbags. So what's that say about you, bro?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my homies don't want to. My homies are going to try to get at you. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to show you off to them.
And be honest if that's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
it's not his homies that he's worried about.
Yeah.
It's Tatiana that he messing with on the side.
I don't know why they came down to my head again. I'm like, yo, I remember that back then. Bust down Tatiana.
He messing with Tatiana on the side. And if he posts you, then all his side chicks and hoes and maybe even his wife is going to get pissed at him. You see, that man's on that chicanery.
Yeah, it's two scenarios.
It's not a legitimate excuse.
It's two scenarios. It's either that. Or he has shitty friends.
If you got shitty friends.
Because what if it was the case? Now, I don't believe that's the case.
Okay.
But if that was the case, then I'm like, okay, then you know from what he just told you that this is who he is. People that he hang around with.
That means, like, I don't want to be with you anyway. Because these are the type of people you hang around. These are the type of friends that you hang around.
There's no loyalty.
There's no loyalty amongst your friends. This is your friends group. Mm. Like, you know, it's important to have, it says a lot about a guy, like, what his friends group is like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what type of social events are we going to go out to? Like, what, you going to hide me at the social events that you go to with these friends as well?
Mm.
Because you afraid they're going to, you know, try something on me while I'm there with you or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, it's like, I'm going to be in a constant state of uncomfortability.
Yeah.
You know, between you and your friends.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then you just illustrated to her again why she shouldn't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Fucking guy, man.
To the streets.
To the streets again, once again. The man is for the streets.
Oh my goodness. Bro.
Are any of these men gonna be for the sheets?
Well, I don't see husband material right now.
I broke up with my ex about a month ago, but he still hasn't picked up the rest of his stuff. Why?
Because he's keeping an open line. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, it's probably stuff that, you know, maybe he could replace clothes. He could do this and that. I don't know what stuff it is or whatever. But at the end of the day, there's still some value that it holds to him. But the fact that he's leaving it there, still at your place and not coming to pick it up, just means that he don't really probably want that sort of closure of things to, like, completely be done with you guys. It's like there's a little bit of an open line still that he wants to keep.
Or he's trying to keep his mark on your territory.
Yeah.
So Pablo can't come through and say what's good because he gonna smell that cologne in the air. What's that? Is that another man? Oh, whose stuff is this?
Yeah.
Your ex's. Oh, that's weird. I don't know about this. This is a little chicaters. I don't know if I should take you too serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still messing with your ex? What's going on here?
Why didn't you throw it out of burner or give it to him? Yep. I do those 3 hours.
And that's what you should do. You say, hey, you got 48 hours to come claim your shits.
Mm.
If not, you could find it on eBay.
or give it to the homeless.
You're going to find that shit on fucking Facebook Marketplace under free. Pick it up.
Right. Exactly.
Find that shit on fucking Craigslist.
Yep, 100%.
We're going to put that shit up on Poshmark.
Right. But then it's also like, yo, I don't think that...
Instagram shopping place.
I'm done.
Come find your shit on Amazon Prime.
I'm done.
You can buy this shit back, motherfucker.
That's... Keeps going. I think...
You can find this shit at the flea market. I'm playing.
Oh my goodness, bro, I'm done. But yeah, I don't think that this man, like, could be taken seriously. What should she do?
Yeah,
I feel like it needs to be clarity on things. They need to have an honest talk, and if he's willing to talk. If he's not willing to talk, then what I feel like,
I think the talking is over. They already talked and they're broken up.
No, but at the end of the day, like, you, it's a difference between stopping communication and having closure. Because the thing is, I feel like the closure comes in when you actually know what the dynamic is. Like, there's no left sort of open lines of anything. You know what I'm saying? Of any sort of possibilities or hope. It's like, hey, at the end of the day, we are done. If we're done, that means everything of you, you're close, this and that. No, we need to be on the same page.
You gotta go.
Because I need to move on with my life. Mm-hmm. This stuff that you're doing right now is feels like it's slightly holding me back from moving on because I don't know. I can't. You told me we're done with communication, but why are you doing stuff like this? Because it's not just what you say, but it's like what you're doing. So I feel like it needs to be one more honest talk about this situation. See where his level of, if he's willing to reconcile. I don't know if you guys, if it was a bad breakup or whatever. Yeah, you want to move on, you want to move on. I get
let's
that.
Let's just establish, let's assume that it's a breakup, it's final.
So it's saying, hey, hitting him up. Are you coming to get your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
If he's not coming to get his stuff or he does not respond, give his stuff away.
Yep.
100%. Get it out of your life.
We're doing a yard sale.
Get it out of your life. Get it out of your out of sight. Get it out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of your existence because you don't want that. I'm telling you.
We're doing a whole yard sale.
It's a mental sort of roller coaster thing that it's just like, oh, his stuff is still here, so now I got to keep, you know what I'm saying? Like, no,
exactly.
You want to move on to a new chapter.
I broke up and your shit is still fucking staring at me, reminding me of your ass. I'm done with the shits.
Because I know it leaves you with questions, so that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, hit him. Say, hey, you going to come back and get your stuff? Yeah, I'm coming back. Okay, you're going to have another talk about something? No. Mm-hmm. If not, move on. Get rid of it.
We gone. Toodaloo. put that fucking them garage sale fucking signs up.
There you go.
All around the neighborhood.
There you go.
And let it say, come get your shit, motherfucker.
Around everybody. Wait.
From his house directed straight to your house.
Bro.
Come get your shit.
Oh, man. Like they have like those job advertisements or those missing things and he posted up, come get your shit. You got the phone number.
Got the worst photo
the description.
Of him. Come get your shit. It's just
this
a photo
is
of him.
A chicaterous dude.
Chad, come get your motherfucking shit and with the garage sale signs leading to your house. Otherwise, somebody else is going to come pick it up.
You got them on the news announcement.
Let's see. At what age do men actually want something serious? Even these men in their late 30s be playing.
Yeah. That's a fact. That's so true.
You see how quick you said yeah.
Bro, I know 40-year-olds still doing
20-year-old 60-year-olds, man. They be in the retirement homes fucking chicaterous as hell.
No, 100%, bro.
I told you, these fucking children, they come in all ages.
Yeah.
From fucking 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
These men, they don't get serious until they hit the cemetery.
Yeah.
You're going to see them at fucking Heaven's Gate. Hey, I'm ready. Finally ready to settle down.
Oh, my goodness,
I'm ready
bro.
To stop my chicaterous ways. Jesus is going to look at his ass like, motherfucker, I know what you've been up to.
Mm-mm, bro.
This is heaven! Sparta kick right off in the clouds.
Bro, I'm not going to get into that right now.
I rebuke,
bro.
He said.
Man, you know what's crazy, though? I've actually, it's interesting because people like to pin an age on someone and to say that that person acts like that age. I know we live in a world where that can be deemed to be true, just on the surface level.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because I've seen sort of this turnaround of like even a 21-year-old, right, could be serious on settling down.
Yep.
But the only way for anybody, any man, I feel in my personal opinion, and you can give your personal opinion as well,
mm-hmm.
is if he has established his foundation of spiritual maturity.
Absolutely. Emotional maturity as well. Emotional intelligence. You know what I mean? He's figured out what he wants as a man. He's not up in the air trying to still like dabble, experiment.
But sometimes a man might not even know what he wants.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
When
you have the spiritual wisdom, the emotional intelligence, and you have clarity in your life, that could come at as early as 20 or as late as 55.
Yeah. And have established sort of this this process of healing from any of whatever baggage or trauma that you've had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I feel like with that starts to like carry over and you start to mask that. That's when your whole confusion starts to come in your life of like, I don't know what I want. And now let's party. Let's do this and that or whatever it is for the rest of our 30 years old, 40 years old. And you're like, yo, you're 40 years old and still don't even know like what you want to do. If you want to settle down, how is that possible?
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, here's like some kind of things that I thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a guy, like one of the most important things for us guys is having ourselves like established in life, like as a man financially, like career wise or whatever. That's like one of our first priorities straight out of high school. Okay, I gotta be on my grind, establish my create some sort of security in my own life, get myself established as a man.
Yeah, it's in our nature,
right?
Provider,
now,
leader.
If you,
nature.
Now, during that process, you're also like sitting there thinking to yourself, like, I want to be able to like live my life throughout my 20s. You know what I mean? Like, I know I have these priorities of like having to establish myself, but I don't want these youthful years to like just pass me by and then end up regretting, you know, all my 20s. You know what I mean? So I want to try to live my life at the same time, right? So there's like that internal battle that these guys, the young guys, go through on whether or not they want to give up that freedom of living their life and quote unquote settling down. They need to get it out of their system, but they can't fully get it out of their system until they've established themselves, because the opportunities to get it out of their system don't present itself until they have established themselves, right? Now, cool, I got a little bit of money. I have some financial freedom. I can buy certain things. I can go on certain trips. I can get access to things that I never could before, right? So now they want to like explore that and really like live their life fully for the very first time. And then now they're like, this is their chance to go and see what it is like on the other side, what the grass does smell like. And then it always turns out the same, mark my words, with the caveat of this man not being through some sort of like emotional trauma that's going to carry on. But with that exception not playing into effect, he will fully come to the conclusion that, oh, this isn't all that as it is jazzed up to be. Like, oh, having a different girl for every night of the week, or like, it's very surface level. It's shallow. There's no depth. There's no like emotional connection. And you know what? Like, this isn't really what I want. You know what? I trade all of this for one solid partner that I can like depend on, trust, and like be with her. So, but you see how long it takes for them to make that realization? Some guys sooner than later, other guys much later. And it's the guys that are like so stuck on like what the culture kind of says, and like that picture and that fantasy that kind of culture paints for them, that it takes longer for, you know what I mean? So there's a difference in the two types of guys, like, to begin with. And like, you can discern through his actions and like what his interests are and what types of things he does and how
his lifestyle,
his lifestyle, what he values, what he perceives as like cool or fucking interesting. And it's going to be a clear tell of what this guy's mindset is. Oh, he thinks. I mean, and you hear it from other people all the time. You know, money doesn't create happiness. All this and everything that comes with money doesn't necessarily create happiness. Because as you progress, even from where you were 5 years ago to right now, you know, you might be more comfortable, but ask yourself, are you happy, satisfied, feeling fulfilled? If the answer is no, that means that the journey that you went and that financial gain that you've created for yourself and stability isn't really the source of your happiness, right? So it's like coming to that conclusion, like, me and you can both speak on this coming from where we came from. Absolutely nothing to something, and then also get to live, like really fucking live. It doesn't necessarily mean, oh, we're gonna be happy. Happiness comes from like
it's subjective.
a sense of purpose, a sense of like belonging to something, and like that's kind of where, you know, everybody has a different kind of viewpoint on it. But from monetary things, social status, and all those things, those don't really give you that real sense of purpose, because it's fickle. It comes and goes, and it's like surface level and meaningless. You kind of come to discover, you know, but that sense of purpose is something of substance. And now it's like, I'm really satisfied with this, and all that other stuff really doesn't matter as much as I thought it did.
And I said it before, man, like when you look for happiness in all those places, just like as you said, you can never have it where you're already at. You know, and I think, you know, there's beauty in simplicity is what I've learned. You know, is that you learn to realize that, like, truth be told, a lot of the most happiest individuals are living the simple life. Are doing the simple things.
The least privileged.
You know? And it's just like, you could have not much. But you have such a fulfillment in your heart and your spirit, such a abundance and prosperity
you know what I'm saying, that it can never be placed on an object, like you said, monetary things or social status or anything like that, in a tangible state of mind of, okay, what is tangible? You may be rich, but inside of you, inward, of that soul, that spirit in you, mm-hmm. is poor.
Right.
And you can never get happiness from out of that, because now you're thinking of it to be an outward, inward experience, when the happiness is from the inward, outward experience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not culture's image.
Right.
It's this image that results in, okay, what is fruitful from my spirit? Okay, love, belonging, just like you said, right? Mm-hmm. The purpose, even on a sense of relationship, because humans in us, we have that innate sort of yearning for a companionship,
right,
for that person. And it is God's image. It's husband, wife, child, where you're being fruitful and multiply. That in itself is that belonging of, okay, even in a man's perspective, you're being a leader for a family. Mm-hmm. You're providing. You know what I'm saying? You have a family that you're looking after, that loves
purpose.
You, that you're loving.
Yep.
That sense of belonging, like you said, that's what I feel like is perfect.
I think, for guys in general, when at what age, mm-hmm. just to kind of circle this back to the original question, at what age mm-hmm. do they get serious? There's no age associated with it. It's
you can't put
what type of person is this? Like,
yeah.
You know, what do they value? What do they, you know, deem as something that is, what does their ideal end game look like?
Yeah, right.
What kind of legacy do they want to live?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And leave. So those are kind of things to like discern about somebody to determine whether or not this man is full of the streets or if he's full of the sheets.
Yeah, right. The story is told in the life that you live.
Exactly.
100%.
You feel me? We got one more.
One more.
And then we gonna get into the bonus. He wants to be friends, mm-hmm. but now he's running because he's fearing commitment.
Mm.
Why? He has a fear of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be friends, but now he's distancing himself, and his excuse in that is like, oh, I have a fear of commitment. I'm afraid of commitment.
I mean, that's a real thing. He has attachment issues, abandonment issues.
Yeah. Well,
maybe
y'all go through that, right?
Maybe it can be something of a tragic heartbreak from a partner, mm-hmm. or maybe it could be his mom wasn't there for him growing up, and he has a longing for like some sort of love, of a void that is empty that maybe he searched for in his partners or something like that. That now it's like, my mom left me or abandoned me or whatever it is. I'm just thinking of the different scenarios that could possibly very well justify that.
But
you know,
regardless of the scenario, what does that say about the guy if he still fears commitment?
I mean, that just means that, like, if you want a serious relationship, you can't really have that with them, because you need to be committed to be in a relationship.
Exactly.
So if you don't learn to deal with that or learn how to heal from it, then we can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't really do this, because if you want a wound to heal, you really got to stop touching it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And you got to address that. Hey, I have a wound here. I need to mend this wound. I need to heal this wound. I need to take care of it. I need to go and take the proper route of healing this wound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether I got to get stitches, mm-hmm. I got to put fucking some sort of medicine, take some sort of medicine, go see some doctors, some therapists, motherfucker, go get some therapy, and then heal before you even enter into a relationship or even imply that you are ready for a relationship.
Right. Because it won't ever work if that if he has not found that solution. And then it's coming over to be in a relationship. I'm telling you, and we know this.
Like, yep. And if it's real, it could very well be real. But there's also the case of where the guys, like, it's real to an extent. But, like, for the right girl, they're going to be, I'm ready for a commitment. I'm not afraid of a commitment. Okay, so what you really wanted to say is that I'm afraid of a commitment with you because I don't know if you're the right person for me, mm-hmm. or I'm still not healed. So either way, when those words come out of somebody's mouth, I'm afraid of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's equivalent to saying, hey, you're looking to start a business and you're looking for a business partner. I'm afraid of going into business. I don't know if I know how to do business. I'm not sure about business. I started a business before and it failed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm afraid to start another business.
Yeah.
Enough said, fella. I'm not going into business with you then. The fuck? What you mean? Of course. Okay, stay over there then. Okay.
Oh.
You know,
my
we
goodness.
Ain't doing no business together. I'm gonna go find another partner that ain't afraid of business, that does know how to do business, that ain't afraid to go on his business journey with me. Shit. Go right. back to school then. Shit.
Right.
Go heal yourself. Get unafraid of doing business, and then come see me. Come talk to me. That's yeah. the same. Like that's. Would you go into business with somebody that says, "Hey, man, I'm not sure." If I know how to do business, man, I'm afraid of the commitment of business.
I'll be like, sure, absolutely. Let's
draw up the contracts right now. Let's get the business partnership agreement going right now. Well, no problem, man. You want to go into business? Let's get the bank account going, bro. Fuck it.
Yo.
Yeah, let me go ahead and invest into this with you then.
Right, right.
It's like, no.
Right, right.
Just stay the fuck away. I'm going to do business elsewhere. You know, that's the way I interpret that.
Yeah.
Hey, respect. If you don't know how, a lot of people are afraid to go into business or don't know how to go into business, aren't healed, are afraid of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Respect, that's fine. That's not an uncommon thing.
Yeah.
But that's not where I'm at.
Right, right.
So I'm going to go find somebody else.
Yeah.
While you work on that, go to your school, get some therapy.
Yeah.
Learn how to get unafraid of business or whatever commitment, and then
yeah.
we can talk, you know. But if you're
yeah.
gonna try to string me along and play, give me mixed signals
yeah.
and try to have your cake and eat it too,
mm-hmm.
no commitment, then no, we ain't doing this.
Right.
You know, you told me you were afraid of commitment. Now there's a firm boundary set up. Don't be doing none of this stuff.
Don't be doing none of it.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. I'm gonna go be talking to other business people
That's
that are ready.
Fact, you bugging though. Like, stop playing with me though. Like,
you feel me? Shit.
Hey, I'ma say this. Do not look for an excuse. Look for edification. What that means is to build up. So the thing is, what you wanna do is not to use anything as an excuse for anything. But
mm-hmm.
use the edification to build up, to improve upon whatever it is that you're using an excuse for. Because like I said, if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you really want something serious, you have to continue to want to grow. You know what I'm saying? Because in that, not only are you growing, but you're helping grow another other person, and the other person is helping you grow. Now there is this equal yield marker that you guys have. You feel me?
That part.
That's beautiful relationship.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said,
yes, look, down to the nostril.
With that said,
yes, sir.
We are going to continue this conversation over in the members area, where we are going to be discussing some more chicanery.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all didn't know, we have a whole members area going on where we put out bonus episodes with every episode that we put out for all the supporters
mm-hmm.
of ours, which we appreciate and love so much.
Yes.
So we're about to get into that. If you do want to join that members area and get access to all the bonus episodes and all the members perks, check out the link in the description of this episode here.
That's right.
And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, we have given you some valuable information. You've enjoyed the conversation that we've had with y'all, and you could honor us with a subscription at this point.
That's right.
Go ahead and hit that subscribe button one time. Leave some comments below. Let us know if there's any other questions that you want us to address. If there's any input that you have for anything that we discuss here today.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure to share this with anybody that might find this information valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into the bonus episode where we're going to be talking about ways
Uh-oh.
To catch the chicanerous ass. Yes. We gonna expose the game.
That's the perfect way to put it, bro.
We gonna expose y'all motherfuckers, man. We know all the tricks to the trade and how to catch Uh-oh. Y'all motherfuckers. So we about to get into that right now.
Here we go.
So ladies and gentlemen, for everybody who's been listening and watching in from wherever you are, we appreciate you spending this time That's with
right.
us. We appreciate you being here with us on this journey of ours as we continue to grow and reach more people and end world chicanery.
Yes.
From coast to coast.
Yes.
From ocean to ocean.
Yes.
And we will see y'all later.
Peace.
And the bonus episode.
So at any moment, when you do come and you ask him, he has it already.
But most of these motherfuckers, let's be honest. You're going to catch him 9 times out of 10, unless he a high-level chicaterous motherfucker, which he
high-level chicaterous.
You're going to have to use one of these other tactics. It's like jiu-jitsu. Oh, he knows the counterattack for that, this man. He knows his shit. He knows that shit. Okay, I got to try a counterattack to the counterattack now.